Sparse clouds hang over New York City. Text, Hallmark Channel presents 12 Gifts of Christmas. Katrina Law, Erin O'Connell. Dozens of people in a skating rink outdoors. Text, Melanie Nelson. Large Christmas tree atop Radio City Music Hall. Text, and Donna Mills. A stylized Statue of Liberty mannequin in a storefront window. Traffic drives down the busy city streets. Text, casting by Donald Paul Pemrick, CSA and Demi Frong, CSA.
Slow down, girls.
I want to go see Santa.
We can see Santa in a minute, but Mommy and Aunt Anna want to look for something for Daddy. And if you're good, maybe Aunt Anna will get you some hot chocolates later.
Edited by Randy Carter.
You need to quit spoiling them.
What are ants for?
Here, how about this?
A shirt.
Yeah, it's the perfect size, and I think it'll look good on him.
Nods.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Nothing. I'm just, wondering, as a present, what does this say? It's cold outside. Wear me. No, this is your husband we're talking about, and I just think that whatever this present is, it should speak volumes.
You can't just say, I'm a nice shirt.
Okay, come on. I have an idea. Let's go.
Text, Associate Producers Brian Nolan, Kimberly A. Ray.
Anyone can buy a shirt and tie. But for Frankie, we need to find something
special. Imported Italian spices. Remember how you went to Italy for your honeymoon and he took you to all those bistros?
Remember? It's been 13 years and I'm still trying to lose the weight.
This year, you are bringing the honeymoon to him.
Oh. You really have a knack for this. If only it paid money, then I could actually pay you back the rent I owe you.
I can lend you money. I saved $3.46.
Aunt Anna needs grown-up money. Like, at least $40.
Well, thank you, ladies, for trying to help out.
Just don't forget about us when you finally sell one of your paintings.
Speaking of which... Oh, my gosh. What time is it?
1:30.
Oh, I'm going to be late here. I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Do what you have to do. We'll see you back at the house.
Okay. Next time, I promise, extra hot chocolate.
Bye-bye.
Anna shuffles off.
All right. Let's go see Santa.
The mother holds the two girls' hands and they smile as they walk down the street. A red car comes to a stop on the road in front of the Hope Gallery and Museum of Fine Art. Anna enters the building and approaches a woman who inspects sculpture.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Julia?
Yes.
I'm Anna Parisi. I have an appointment?
Oh, yes. The new painter. What can I do for you?
Actually, I am looking for my first gallery show.
Uh-huh. And what experience do you have?
I have a master's from the School of Visual Arts. I have 3 years' experience as a studio assistant. I have two
years... Who represents you?
Well, actually, I am between agents at the moment, but I brought some of my work. I specialize mainly in contemporary realism.
The Hope Gallery is a place for serious artists.
Oh, but I am.
It's a place for names in the art world, respected artists, not people on their way up, assuming that's the direction you're going. No offense.
She walks away. Anna frowns.
How could I possibly take offense to that?
Anna rolls eyes, turns and leaves the art gallery. SH walks between pedestrians with her large briefcase of art and goes back to her red car. She puts her art in the passenger side of the car and shuts the door with a sigh. She's parked in front of Eva's bakery.
Coffee. Good idea.
Not so fast.
Oh.
A man stops to open the door for her. He points at her and smiles. She does the same and he lets her in.
Just tell Don you want to set up a meeting and I'll be happy to go over the campaign for him.
Anna, how did it go?
Oh, that good, huh?
Yeah.
Want a little pick-me-up?
The usual.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's a medium roast coffee and a banana nut muffin to go.
Hey, hold on. I've got a call ringing in.
Incoming call. Mom. Woman from gallery.
There you go. And
thank you. There's a little something special for your nieces in there on the house.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. They're going to love it.
Sure.
She leaves.
Sir,
Hey, let me call you back in 5 minutes. Are all your cakes pre-sliced?
Are you looking for something for the holidays?
Actually, I kind of forgot my assistant's birthday, and he's not sure what she likes.
Okay. Tell you what, if it's all right with you, I'll let you go ahead and look around at what we have, and I'll take this young lady's order. It'll just take a minute.
One special, please.
Anna turns to him.
Hi. Are you looking for a special birthday treat?
Hello, and yes.
Ask for an off-the-menu sampler.
Excuse me?
Ava doesn't advertise it, but she always has several over-the-top cupcake flavors every day, and she always sells out, but...
A few in her bag.
Not bad.
I'm just trying to help, so... Thanks, Ava. Have a good day. Yes, sir.
Morning, Ava. Here you go.
Thanks.
Anna leaves.
I'll have an off-the-menu sampler.
Well, all right, then.
She smiles and goes into the back of the store. Four lanes of traffic diverge out of bridge. Text, Queensboro Bridge Lower Roadway left. A train speeds down the snowy tracks.
All that experience, and it's like, she didn't even care. She didn't even look at my work.
Well, maybe you're just showing the wrong stuff.
Have you ever thought about presenting some of the other pieces you've done?
The Christmas stuff?
It's good.
But those aren't art.
Those are just paintings that I do for fun. They're illustrations.
Well, so, if it's where your heart is.
I want to be taken seriously as an artist, and no gallery is going to hang paintings of Santa Claus or Christmas trees.
I'd put them up in the restaurant in a heartbeat if you'd let me.
I'm close. I know I am. I just work too hard to give up. It just kills me that I'm always late on rent.
Like you said, you could always get a job shopping.
I'm serious.
Will you stop worrying about it? You're family. Besides, that way I don't feel so guilty when I ask you to babysit all the time.
Sure.
She smiles.
Like tonight? I really have to run by the restaurant. We have been so busy. And on top of all that, now the restaurant is supposed to cater the mayor's annual Christmas party.
You're kidding. That's amazing.
It's stressful.
Don't even worry about the babysitting. You don't even have to ask.
Come here.
They embrace.
Hang in there. All it takes is one person to notice, right?
Anna sighs. Skyscrapers beyond a wintry field. Evergreen wreaths with red bows around lamp posts.
Your product is a vacuum. I don't know how young we can go with the approach, Celia.
Text. Incoming call. Mom. He cancels the call and stands up.
You know me and my team will come up with something brilliant for you.
Walks around office.
What is that, red velvet?
I think it is.
Believe me when I say that our goal is to make you and your product successful.
A woman takes a bite of cupcake cut in half.
Mark Rehnquist's office?
Of course, Mr. Maxwell. I'll let him know.
Sounds good.
She enters his office.
Okay, bye. What is it?
Edward's office just called. He's on his way down here. It sounded big.
He looks down.
Oh, and your mother called again.
I'll call her back when we're done.
Okay.
She leaves.
Hello, sir.
Edward.
Mark, we've got a big problem.
What is it?
Nina Collins called. She's having second thoughts on the Cerulean digital campaign we pitched for next Christmas.
Second thoughts? We've spent hundreds of man hours developing that campaign.
And she thinks it's too similar to this year's.
No, the problem is she doesn't like anything we pitch.
She is particular.
She's indecisive.
She's going to be in on Tuesday. She wants to see what we have.
6 days?
What do you say, Mark? You up for a Christmas miracle?
He leaves Mark's office. The receptionist enters again with a smile.
Do you still want me to get your mother for you?
Cancel all of my meetings tomorrow and book the conference room for the entire morning.
Okay. SH turns and leaves. Mark looks at laptop screen. Calendar. Christmas shopping on calendar for tomorrow. He clicks on the event and deletes it. Outside of a large house lined with multicolored strands of Christmas lights. Inside, Anna paints a photo of Santa Claus. He sits on a chair in front of a Christmas tree with a long scroll-like list. Anna smiles as she signs her name in the lower right corner. With a smile, she lowers the paintbrush and stands up. She removes the painting from the easel and inspects it. Warm candlelight casts shadows on the wall and the Christmas painting. She places the painting in the center of her mantle above the fireplace. An illuminated null sign in front of it. She sighs, then walks away. Late at night, she uses a laptop. Career Circle Center website. She clicks build resume. Text, tell us your professional experience. An empty text box. She nearly shuts the laptop, then reopens it. Thurble search engine. She types.
Personal shoppers.
Text, search for available personal shoppers. Fashion Lifestyle Hub Personal Shopping 101. Her eyes light up and she smiles. A business card. Text, the Christmas gifter, personal shopping for all your holiday needs. The bakery owner smiles.
It's the cupcake girl.
Oh, it's the guy who forgot his assistant's birthday. How are they?
I don't know. I don't eat sugar.
Ah, well, you don't know what you're missing out on.
It seemed like she had a good birthday, which is what matters most.
Good. Well, glad I could help out.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Have a good day.
She smiles at him, then leaves the bakery. She turns and looks at him as she walks away.
Hey, welcome back.
I'll have a coffee, please.
Hey, and you back for some more cupcakes?
Actually, they were such a hit, I thought I might try something new. How about a dozen muffins?
What kind?
Surprise me.
I'll box them up.
He picks up one of Anna's business cards and smiles. He shakes the card and looks outside. Christmas lights.
I don't understand. Why? Huh? Why do we have to start over?
It's solid. It's just like this year's campaign.
I don't disagree, but the fact is Nina Collins isn't happy. And if she's not happy, Edward's not happy. And I'm not about to lose this account to one of our competitors. So, if she wants us to go back to the drawing board, that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, let's come up with some new pitches.
Mark walks down office hallway with a black folder in his hands. He shuts it and a man approaches.
Hey, how's it going in there?
You got some good stuff?
I hope so. Have you made a decision?
About?
The company Christmas present. Remember, it's your turn this year.
Oh, right.
Listen, if you get too much on your plate, I can ask Terry to cover for you.
No. Of course not. I'll take care of it, Edward.
Okay.
He pats Mark on the arm, then walks away. Mark looks down and shakes his head, then continues on. A woman enters through revolving doors.
It's the 11th. The gumbo machines are going to take too long to order, and we already did the water bottles with the company logo on it a few years ago.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Fine, but the clock is ticking.
His mother at the door. He smiles.
Mom, you're in my office.
Yeah, all of you two.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
They embrace.
Listen, I'm sorry I haven't called you back. It's been crazy here.
So crazy that you haven't had a moment in the last month to call your mother back?
It hasn't been. Oh, maybe it has.
Look, I'm not going to hold you up here. I was just in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop in and say hello. And I was wondering what you're doing for Christmas this year.
Smiles.
I don't know. There's this big campaign I'm working on.
Well, I have an idea. How about you take some actual time off and come spend the holidays with your family?
He rubs brow.
I'll try.
You'll always try. Honey, do you know that your sister and her husband are flying in this year? I mean, how long has it been since we've all been together for the holidays? On Christmas morning, we could all come downstairs and open presents together, just like old times. And you could actually see your nephew's faces when they open their gifts from you.
Tears well up in her eyes. She tightens her lips.
Just think about it. Okay?
Okay.
He nods. She shuts eyes and nods. She leaves the office in a white coat. He taps his fingers on the executive desk.
Gifts.
Reaches into pocket.
Yes.
He examines the business card. He puts in his earpiece. Anna paints a navy splotch on a canvas. She pauses, wipes off her hands on her apron, then answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anna Parisi?
This is she.
I was looking to hire you to
help me. Is this the Hope Gallery?
Wait. I'm sorry, do I have the right number? I was looking for the Christmas gifter.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, that's me.
Great. I think I could use your help. Are you available to meet today?
Oh, let me check my busy schedule.
She pouts, slips, eyes wide, and looks around.
Oh, look at that. Just had a cancellation for this afternoon. Is 2 o'clock okay?
My office is at Madison and 50th. If there's a place you'd like to meet.
Actually, I know a place right near there. I'll text you the address.
Great. I'm Mark, by the way.
Mark. Hi. I'll see you soon.
He stands up from his desk with a smile and tucks card back in pocket. She holds phone and grins. She gets up from the easel and spins. She points her fingers in the air, then shuffles to living room. Text, Frankie and Marie's Ristorante. Bruschetta. Anna shuffles in.
Hi. Is he here?
He's here. He's sitting right over there.
Okay. You look great.
She adjusts her red coat and floofs hair.
I'm meeting someone and then I'll be back in the office.
Yeah. Hi.
They make eye contact.
James, let me call you back. Cupcake girl?
She smiles.
You're the Christmas gifter?
Anna.
Mark.
So, what's going on?
Oh, Christmas is coming and I think I need your help. Can't say I'm surprised after you saved my assistant's birthday. I've got a good feeling about you, Anna.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I just want to make sure I can help.
So, do you have a lot of clients?
Honestly, you're my first one. I'm actually an artist, technically. I just haven't been able to, you know, make a living at it.
So you decided to try something new?
She smiles, then clasps hands.
If you trust me, I promise I will do my best to make your life easier and find thoughtful, meaningful gifts for the people in your life.
You rehearsed.
You could tell?
Just a smidge.
She grins.
What do you charge?
Oh, I actually haven't thought that far ahead.
Would $30 an hour be acceptable?
It would be acceptable.
Great.
She nods, eyes wide. He reaches into satchel.
Oh, wow, you have a spreadsheet and everything.
There are 13 shopping days left till Christmas. There are 12 names and 12 gift ideas.
Does it also say who's naughty and who's nice?
He grins. She grabs the spreadsheet and inspects.
Smartwatch. Didn't they just come out?
That's for my oldest friend, Graham Ainsley. We've been doing these gift competitions, trying to top each other year after year. We've been doing it since we were roommates in prep school.
It's a long time.
Of course, it wasn't smartwatches back then. Usually we were so broke, we would watch the Knicks games and eat ramen in the dorm room. Anyway, last year I got him a 70-inch flat-screen TV, and he got me my own massage chair.
Did you need your own massage chair?
No, not really. But it's the point of Christmas, right? Giving?
She smiles.
Just start with a smartwatch, then we'll talk.
Okay.
Here is my credit card and my business card. It's got my cell phone number on there in case you have any questions at all.
Sure.
Sorry.
He answers.
This is Mark. Hold on. Don't worry, Anna. I trust you. It's all going to be fine.
He stands up from the table and leaves.
Bye.
He smiles as he departs. Anna's sister approaches.
So, what do you think?
Not bad. Cute. A little uptight.
The job.
Oh, dude. The job. Well, I've got a list and a credit card, so how hard could it be?
Right.
Anna smiles. Daytime, dozens of people on an outdoor ski rink. A gold-wrapped poinsettia flower. Anna peruses a text door with furrowed brows.
Can I help you?
Yes, actually, I am looking to buy a smartwatch.
Oh, we've been sold out of those for weeks, but there is a waitlist if you'd like to give it a try. They should be back in stock by February.
But I need it by Christmas.
I'm sorry. But if you are into high-end electronics, perhaps you'd like to look at the GPS-equipped keychains? Or an alarm clock that projects the weather report. I know. How about a massage chair?
No, that was last year.
Well, take a look around, and if you see anything you like, just let me know.
Thank you.
She smiles, then looks at massage chair. She bites her lower lip, looks around, and then sits in it with a smile. She presses a button and the legs recline. She presses a remote. She raises her brows and leans back in the chair. She grimaces, then looks up at a large TV on which a basketball game plays. She smiles. Outside Mark's office, she enters the building. A Christmas tree and gold-wrapped poinsettia by the front door. She smiles as she passes an employee and approaches the Taylor Maxwell Marketing Agency lobby.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Mark Rehnquist.
And who may I ask is calling?
Anna Parisi.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I have a Miss Anna Parisi for Mr. Rehnquist. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Hey, if I can just go ahead and have you sign him right here.
Oh.
She smiles and writes her name on a clipboard as the receptionist watches with wide eyes. Anna walks down a busy office hallway past numerous offices. She smiles at someone as she passes, then looks side to side.
Hello?
Hey, come on in.
She enters.
Hi.
Anna.
Is this a bad time?
Well, I have a department meeting in a couple minutes. Were you able to get the gift for Graham?
Yes.
She smiles and walks over. She grabs envelope and purse.
There you go.
This doesn't look like a smartwatch.
Oh, they were sold out. I went into 5 stores plus online and I couldn't find any. That is a gift certificate to the highest rated ramen restaurant in the city. Plus 2 courtside Knicks tickets.
Anna, I don't understand. What was the point of me giving you a list?
Right. Like I said, they were sold out.
So you got him a gift certificate?
Well, it didn't really sound like you or Graham needed any more expensive gifts, so I thought it might be nice for the two of you to spend some time together and, you know, recreate some old memories. And now that you're adults, you don't have to eat instant ramen or stay home to watch the game, so...
She smiles.
That's not what I asked you to do.
You know, but personally, I think that your friend will appreciate these more than, you know, a fancy TV or a massage chair.
I'm sorry, it's just... Maybe it would be simpler if I just did it myself, you know?
Are you firing me?
They're ready for you, Mr. Rehnquist.
Just tell them I'll be right there. I don't know. Maybe... I'm not sure. I just need some time to think about it, okay?
I mean, I could always take it back and get him something else.
No, I'll have Sandy write you a check for the work you've already done.
Okay.
She reaches into her purse and gives him back the credit card.
Thank you.
I really do have to get going.
Right. Okay.
She stands and leaves.
Hey, maybe I'll see you around at the bakery?
Maybe.
She frowns and storms out. Hands in his pockets, he watches her leave through the glass wall of his office. She walks through the lobby and storms out the front door. Sunlight shines over New York City's ice rink. Mark slides a folder into his satchel and closes it shut. He grabs the envelope on the desk addressed to Graham Ainsley with hand-drawn holly berries. He tosses it back on the table. Approaches receptionist.
Will there be anything else, Mr. Rehnquist?
Just some papers on my desk and he messaged it out. All right, good night, Sandy.
Good night.
He walks past her. She enters his office. She leafs through a stack of papers, then notices the envelope addressed to Graham. She picks it up, then picks up the phone.
Hi, this is Sandy in Mark Rehnquist's office. I need a messenger pickup.
The outside of Anna and Marie's house. The daughters make red and green paper chains.
Girls, those are beautiful.
Our decorations are always fancier than our friends.
That's because we have a real artist making ours.
Marie raises her brows.
Well, decorations don't need to be fancy or made by an artist. It's about the memories you make and the thought you put into them. Or at least that's what I always thought, but I guess some people don't agree.
He didn't like the gift.
Okay. I know it's not exactly what he picked out, but it was good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not giving up. I know I can make this work. I just need more clients. Maybe I'll make a website. And do you think I could put some flyers up in the restaurant?
Of course.
Chain around neck.
Oh, no. I am trapped.
Girls smile.
Marie, I think we may have gone overboard on the paper chains.
Little.
Marie winces. They all giggle. At nighttime, large skyscrapers illuminate the New York City skyline. Mark works on laptop. Two boxes of Chinese food and a bottle of soy sauce by him as he works at dining room table. He turns and checks watch, then stands and walks down a hallway to the door. He looks through the peephole, then smiles and opens the door.
Hey,
hey, hey.
How you doing,
What's up, man?
Good to see you, man.
You too.
Hey, listen, I can't stay. Wife's waiting in the cab, but I just had to thank you in person.
For what?
For what? Noodles and hoops, man. You upgraded our prep school tradition.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that was the idea.
I mean, the TV was cool, but I gotta admit, I haven't even opened it. Already had one. Listen, I gotta run. But we got to get together after the holidays.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You going for work?
Nah.
Why? Taking the family. In-laws too, you know? 'Tis the season, right?
Hey.
Good to see you. See you soon.
It's good to see you too.
Thanks again, man. Great gift.
Mark shuts the door with a smile. He looks down and gently taps fist against the door, then walks away. At daytime, Marie in Anna's house. Anna asleep in bed, Christmas decor on the nightstand by her phone. She rouses and grabs her phone, then answers it.
Hello.
It's Mark.
Mark. Hi.
I didn't wake you, did I?
No, I was just, came back from a run around the neighborhood.
I want to talk. We meet at the bakery in an hour?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Great. I'll see you then.
He smiles. She hangs up as she sits up in bed. She smirks. A train takes off through the city. The New York Times newspaper dispenser. Anna runs down the street to the bakery. She peers in the window and waves at Mark.
So I wanted to talk to you about Graham's gift.
Listen, I've been thinking about that, and I'm sorry. I should have just asked you what else you wanted to buy him.
I'm sorry. I overreacted. I shouldn't have fired you.
You mean...
He loved it.
Oh, that's great.
So instead of second-guessing you, I'm gonna give you more work.
Really?
You see, every year the CEO picks a different department head to handle the company Christmas gifts.
And this year it's your turn.
The problem is there's hundreds of people and I have to pick a gift for everyone. Help me. Where do I even begin?
Well, usually I ask people questions, but I think I'd look pretty suspicious trolling the halls of your agency, asking strangers what they want for Christmas.
Yeah, that would be pretty strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
She clasps hands under the table.
Unless I've got it. The company Christmas party. Oh, it's perfect. All the employees are going to be there. There's going to be food, music, mingling. It'd be a great opportunity to...
To secretly interview 100 guests?
She laughs.
Let's just start with the sampling. My department.
Okay, that's more manageable. When is it?
The 13th.
The 13th as in... Tomorrow night?
I know it's short notice, but what do you say? Be my date?
She smiles.
You know, for research.
Oh.
She nods.
It's not every day you get invited to the Taylor and Maxwell Christmas party. For research.
She shrugs.
Why not?
They both smile at each other. Their gaze remains intact for a moment.
He wants me to help pick out the office Christmas present.
And he thought that if I met everyone, it would help.
Last night, it sounded like you were fired.
Well, it only takes one person to notice, right?
Come on.
Where are we going?
I'm gonna take you to buy the perfect outfit for the party.
Marie takes Anna by the hand. She laughs. The Cartier store. Anna goes in dressing room. Picks up her toes, then stands on tiptoe in black pantyhose. The city at nighttime. A massive Christmas tree on the city sidewalk. Two people hold hands and enter the building. Dozens of employees gather in the lobby and mingle. A man and woman stand by the Christmas tree and share drinks. Three women smile and talk to each other. Mark greets Edward.
Edward, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to see you.
Anna enters in a black dress. She looks around at everyone else's attire, eyes wide. Mark sees her. Her hair is pinned in an updo. She smiles.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
My company Christmas parties are a lot less exciting than this one. You know, just me.
You know, Secret Santa must be pretty obvious then, huh?
She laughs.
Oh, let me just...
What are you doing?
Well, you look like you're about to go to a pitch meeting or something.
Well, it's just the way I like it.
Do you ever relax?
Of course I relax.
Oh, yeah? When?
He pulls out his tie.
I just do.
He removes his tie and unbuttons his shirt one button.
Come on in.
Do this.
People descend a staircase with drinks.
Real success.
Everyone is proud of that one.
The numbers since.
Angie, are you doing anything special for the holidays?
Just spending time with the family. My son says I work too much sometimes.
A man carries gifts. Staff gather by a false fireplace.
My mother-in-law is visiting.
Oh, you don't sound thrilled.
No, she's not a bad person. It's just she used to run a restaurant, so she's very particular about Christmas dinner.
Sharon has been practicing for weeks.
Yeah.
Is that why there's been a different dish in the office kitchen every other day?
I'm trying out new recipes.
Wait, wasn't there something with... Was it parsnips?
Yes. Cream spinach and parsnips.
That sounds amazing.
It was. You're really going to impress your mother-in-law with that one.
Thank you.
Mark smiles.
He stops it.
Look at this.
They clink drinks by fireplace.
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? A cookie sheet.
Anna, Mark, and another man and woman laugh as they sit together by the fire.
See, you have to limit the height on the follow-through.
Right, limited follow-through.
No. You don't limit the follow-through. It's about the hands.
Explains golf swing.
I still have no idea what I'm supposed to get them. It's hard to find that one gift that everybody would enjoy, you know? Brian likes golf, Sharon's working on her cooking. Everyone likes something different.
You know, one thing I think everyone would probably like is a break.
What do you mean?
What do you think about giving people time off this Christmas? Say, the week between Christmas and New Year's. That way, Angie gets to spend quality time with her son, and Brian can play golf, Sharon can entertain her in-laws, and Ben can just be with his new baby. It's one size fits all, and you don't have to pre-order it.
Week off, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I do push my staff to think outside the box. But this is definitely outside the box.
Just remember Graham. Cheers.
She raises champagne.
Cheers.
He does as well. They clink glasses. She smiles and sips. He does the same.
Does that cover everything? Just one more thing. I was wondering if you've come to a decision on the company Christmas gift?
Actually, I have.
And?
Well, after speaking with all of you at the party, I have a rather radical idea I'd like to run by everyone. Sharon, do we have any flexibility with company vacation days?
I know you're all anxious to get back to work, but we have an announcement I think you're going to really want to hear. Mark?
Now, I know none of you have received the company Christmas gift yet this year. Probably because they put me in charge.
They all smile.
So as a result, there will be no gift. Instead, all Taylor and Maxwell employees will receive 1 week off between Christmas and New Year's. Fully paid.
Does this mean you'll be taking a week off as well? He winces.
Let's see. Merry Christmas.
They embrace.
They were laughing, smiling. They really seemed to enjoy the gift. You were right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anna smiles as they share a meal at Frankie and Marie's restaurant. Hands her envelope.
You earned it.
She smiles at him and opens the envelope.
There's a little bonus in there, too.
Mouth wide open. Text, incoming call, work.
If you need to get that.
No, call him back.
She smiles.
Wow. This really looks delicious.
He takes a bite of pizza. She eats shrimp pasta. Marie approaches.
Everything all right over here?
Marie, your sister wasn't kidding. This is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Matter of fact, if it's okay with you, I'd like to order a couple of pies and take them back to the office. Say, maybe three? No. So five.
I'll get right on that.
Marie raises brows. Anna smiles at Mark as he eats. Snow outside of Marie and Anna's house. It's a red and white striped two-story home with a white covered porch. Anna stretches as SH sits up in bed with a smile. An envelope marked December rent with a smiley face.
If I could have one wish this Christmas.
Marie picks up the envelope with a smile. Anna walks down the street with a smile. A Santa greets her. She shops for clothes in a store. Back on the street, she comes across a sign. Apartment for rent, inquire within. She enters.
This unit will be ready for moving on the 1st. It's nothing fancy, but it's clean and well taken care of.
The light is amazing in here. Great for painting.
Yep. This side gets indirect sunlight almost all day. You an artist?
My free time. I'm actually a personal shopper.
Doesn't matter to me, as long as the rent's on time. May I ask why you're thinking about vacating your current apartment?
It's time for a change. And there you have it.
Conference room.
Well?
I'm sorry. You have clearly put a lot of time and energy into these pitches, and I appreciate the effort. But they're just not what I'm looking for. They're not personal enough. I need something timeless, special.
Of course. We'll continue to work on it.
On that note, we have another meeting. Call me when you have something.
Absolutely.
She stands from the table with a smirk. The woman who gave the pitch frowns.
It's always a pleasure.
Take care.
They shake hands and she leaves.
Another meeting. With who? Oh, wait, I know. Our biggest competitor.
Look, we don't know that. All right, let's all just take a break, and then we'll regroup.
He sighs. Four lights shine on the Eva's Bakery sign. Anna sits down at a table and unpeels a red velvet cupcake. Mark steps in.
Hey, Ava. I think I need one of your off-the-menu cupcakes.
You got it.
Eva smiles. Anna does too.
What are you doing here? Want to join me?
He sits down opposite her at the table. Removes scarf.
I think my company's about to lose a huge client.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've done hundreds of campaigns over the years. I just don't know how to give them what they want. You?
She smiles.
I'm actually celebrating.
Okay, one eggnog spice cupcake.
Wait, you ordered a cupcake?
Someone told me I didn't know what I was missing.
He digs in with a fork.
And?
She was ripe. So, what are you celebrating?
I am finally moving ahead with my life. New job, new apartment, new life.
What about your art?
It'll always be there. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's time for me to grow up.
You know, I haven't told a lot of people this, but I actually have a degree in creative writing.
Really?
Yeah, thought I was gonna be the next Updike. Tom Wolfe.
What happened?
People aren't exactly climbing over each other to hire a kid with a creative writing degree. So I took the only job I could find. A copywriter for a small advertising agency. You know, the funny thing is, no matter how hard you try, you can never predict what will happen or where you'll end up.
True.
So why personal shopping?
Oh, you should ask my sister that.
Sounds like you're close.
Yeah, you could say that. She's always encouraging me and she believes in me. What about you? Are you close with your family?
Well, my sister lives in Phoenix with her husband and two boys. And I haven't talked with her in I don't know how long. My parents live out in Long Island and talk to them maybe once a month.
But you're gonna see them on Christmas, right?
Gotta be honest, I'm usually busy working.
On Christmas?
I know.
I don't see my family all the time, but I make sure to meet my sisters every Christmas morning.
Yeah?
He smiles.
Maybe I should call my sister. See how she's doing.
Promise me that you're gonna make an effort to see your family on Christmas. I mean, even if it's just for a couple of hours. Mark, promise me.
Wait, aren't I your boss?
She looks into his eyes.
What are you doing right now?
I'm going back to the office. Why?
I have an idea.
Oh, no.
It's a good one.
I bet.
I'm going to go shopping for the rest of the gifts on your list. And you are coming with me.
Wait, wasn't the whole point of me hiring someone so that I didn't have to go shopping?
Oh, come on. No one's going to miss you for 1 hour, are they?
He smiles and looks at watch.
1 hour.
I promise. And then you can go back to doing all that hard work I know you enjoy doing so much.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Let's go.
She holds up a sweater and mirror.
Hang the Christmas decorations. Let the season bring out the
kids. Put it on. See, it's good.
Nice.
This
one.
No.
I hope you feel it.
Oh.
There's
so
nothing quite like spending Christmas with you.
Free samples.
Watch the twinkle of the tree lights as the snow falls.
Sandy.
I've got a better idea.
An e-reader?
Have you ever seen that stack of books behind your desk?
Huh?
You really don't pay attention to the little details, do you?
You've made your point.
He smiles.
No candy canes, no stockings, stuffed to the brim. As sweet as you hear out of sight.
Okay, this is what we need, though. This right here.
For who?
For you.
For me? You gonna help me put the lights on?
The lights are already included.
What do you think? One stone, two stone?
Put Skips in hatchback.
Well, that was a productive day.
She looks at Paige.
And according to this, we've gotten gifts for everybody on this list.
I could have never done it without you.
Well, I could have done it without you, technically. But it was a lot more fun this way.
Yeah, I agree.
So, what's next?
Actually, I think we're finished.
Really?
We got gifts for all 12 people on the list.
Wow. 12 gifts. I guess that means...
I guess we really are finished. You know, Anna, if you need any recommendation or anything, I'd be happy to...
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about putting up a website, so maybe a review?
Absolutely. Anything I can do.
Mark smiles.
Seriously, Anna, I... Thank you.
Thank you. Taking a chance on me.
Both smile.
And who knows, maybe I'll see you at Avis one day.
Maybe.
They hold hands for a long time, then release.
Sorry. Hi.
She waves goodbye and leaves. He He watches her as she goes. She looks over her shoulder and notices, and he turns away and leaves. At nighttime, Marie's house. Marie puts bun in the oven as Anna enters.
Hey.
Hey.
Everything okay?
It's official. My first job has come to an end.
Well, now that you got one under your belt, I'm sure you could take on more clients. There's still 8 days till Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
Takes a bite.
Unless it wasn't just the job you enjoyed.
If you're not busy, can we color?
I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. While you're at it, would you mind doing bath and bedtime too? This mare thing's got me swamped. Which reminds me, Sunday the 21st, can you babysit? If not, I can ask Mom.
No, of course I'll babysit. So what do we think, girls? Three Musketeers tonight?
Yeah!
Thank you.
Marie furrows brows and smiles. Skyscrapers illuminated at nighttime. Mark puts a small silver Christmas tree on his coffee table and smiles. He sighs.
Okay, Anna. You win.
He dials a number on his phone and puts phone up to ear. His sister answers.
Hello?
Hey, Yvonne, it's your brother.
Mark, what a surprise.
Mom said you were visiting.
Yes, yeah, we got in Monday night.
Hey, are you free for lunch tomorrow? I'd love to catch up.
Lunch?
Is that surprising?
He's asking me to lunch.
I wonder what's gotten into him.
Hold on. So, where should I meet you?
He raises brows. Daytime in a city park. Brio Tuscan Grill entrance.
So, what's up? There's something different about you. I don't know what it is. Are you sleeping okay?
Fine. How is everyone?
Well, they're really hoping you'll make it out to the house for Christmas.
Oh, come on.
The boys want to see their Uncle Mark.
I know. It's just...
It's what? The world is not going to fall apart if you spend some time with us. Will it?
He smiles. She leans back.
What's so funny?
It just sounds like something someone I know would say.
So, can I tell Mom you're coming?
You can tell Mom I'm seriously considering it.
Good. What are you doing this Saturday?
I usually go to the office for a bit.
We're going ice skating. Why don't you come with us?
He furrows brows and grins.
Are you kidding? I've been ice skating since we were kids.
Perfect. Then it'll be fun for me to watch.
She sips water.
Can I bring someone?
What, like a date?
Like a friend.
Raises brows.
Sure. I don't see why not.
Mark shakes his head and sips water. The Christmas Gifter website creation. Anna types her name in the website header.
Who is it?
It's the guy who forgot his assistant's birthday.
Coming!
In paint apron, she stands.
I hope you don't mind me stopping by. I got your address from your paperwork.
Tosses clothes.
Anna, are you down here?
Tosses a blanket.
Anna?
She grabs a candle and hides behind couch. She fluffs her hair and smiles.
Hey.
Hi. So... this is where you live?
Yeah. Forgot to mention that I live in my sister's basement.
It's not that bad. It's cute. It's cozy. I'm close to family.
Mm-hmm.
He walks through and approaches easel.
Are these all yours?
Yep.
Wow.
His eyes and mouth wide as he inspects art. He smiles at her and she returns the favor. She flicks a piece of clothing from the top of a pot.
Did you paint this? It's really good.
Oh, that was just for fun.
For fun? Look at the details. It's incredible.
When we were little, there was this farm right outside of the city that my parents used to take me and my sister to go see Santa every year. Take pictures and drink warm apple cider. Eat homemade donuts by the fire.
just always thought that's the way Christmas should be.
You've got talent, Anna.
Thanks.
She winces.
But that's not exactly what I want to be known for.
Are you sure? Because I think you captured something really beautiful here.
He walks closer to her with a smile.
The reason why I'm here.
Do we forget someone's present?
Actually, I added some gifts to the list.
Oh.
This year, it looks like I'm going to be spending Christmas with my family for the first time in a long time, and being that it's all your fault.
Oh, hey, now.
You could really use your help getting my family Christmas gifts. Can you ice skate?
3 months of lessons when I was 9.
Perfect. I'll pick you up Saturday at 11.
Okay.
She smiles and nods. He turns and leaves.
Nice work. Really.
He leaves with a smile. She looks down with a grin. The skate rink.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let others see the King. Let every heart prepare him room.
Oh, look! Uncle Mark!
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Thanks for coming. Oh, are you going to introduce us to your friend?
Oh, yeah. Eric, Yvonne, Jackson, Cooper. This is Anna, my friend.
Hi. Can you help you skate?
Well, actually, I'm the one who's out of practice. I haven't been on the ice since I was about your age.
Well, I can definitely help you with that.
I just might take you up on that.
But you need skates first.
Well, then why don't you show me where I can get them?
Sure.
Get that hat.
He smiles as Anna walks with the young boy. Two women hold hands and skate in a tight circle. People skate in a wide circle around a rink. Two women hold hands. One skates backward. Anna steps out onto ice.
Careful. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
She holds the boy's hands. Mark skates with the adults.
What?
To leave her to fend for herself with the boys.
What about you? Are you coming?
Of course. I've got to show you how it's done. Like when we were kids.
Cooper takes Uncle Mark's hand.
Come skate with me.
Be careful with Uncle Mark.
Yeah, he sits in an office all day. He probably doesn't exercise much.
Whoa. Anna holds Jackson's hand and smiles.
Take that. Come on.
I gotcha.
Eric and Cooper go fast.
He's so good with the boys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close.
They must be looking forward to Christmas.
We are. It used to be blocks and toy trains, and now it's iPads and Xboxes and whatever.
Well, what about you? Is there anything special that you want for Christmas?
Honestly, I just want the whole family to be together for Christmas. The whole family.
Right on your tail.
Oh. Well, maybe it'll be different this year.
Oh. I can't believe you won.
How about we go again?
In a minute. I better check on Anna.
You're just afraid I'll beat you. Oh.
That too.
You're really good.
I used to play hockey in high school.
Did you? I can tell.
Mark smiles at Anna. Yvonne watches them.
How about a little hot chocolate break?
Careful now. Do you want to go for a lap?
Sure.
She nods.
Here, take my hand.
She smiles and he leads her. Yvonne grins.
There you go. I got you. Go nice and slow. Here.
Takes both her hands.
There you go. Perfect.
He skates backward.
You got it. How you doing? Good?
I think you're kidding.
I think you are too.
Releases her.
There you go. Yeah, you got it. Come to me. You got it. Come to me. Oh, there you go.
He takes her hands again and they skate, eyes wide. A man on a park bench wears a Santa Claus hat. In a mall.
I actually think the boys are going to love their gifts.
Yeah? Even though not getting their own, I don't know, drivable mini Ferraris.
I'm not that over the top. Someone should make that Ferrari. How cool would that be?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
A bejeweled gold necklace of a painter's palette. H.E. answers phone.
I better take this.
Okay. He steps away.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. I know how busy you are, so I'll cut to the chase.
I appreciate that.
I was chatting with your sister this morning, and she told me you brought a friend to the ice rink yesterday.
I guess the love of gossip didn't skip a generation.
Yvonne seems to think that you and this girl had something.
Mom.
Yvonne seems to think she's pretty special.
Well, she is pretty special.
See? I knew it. Well, you have to bring her to Sunday dinner.
But, Mom.
Honey, come on. You work too much. You never take any time for yourself. If you have finally found someone special, I want to meet her.
Mark looks away.
I'll take that as a yes.
Mom.
6 o'clock, Sunday night. Do not be late.
Mark hangs up the phone. Mom does too.
Yes.
She pumps fist, then sets phone down as she wraps a gift in silver and gold gift wrap. Mark smiles and returns.
What is it?
My mom just invited us to her house for dinner tonight.
Really? Us?
Mark nods.
Well, I guess it would be the perfect opportunity to find out what everybody wants for Christmas.
Really? You don't mind?
No, I think it'd be fun.
He nods.
Okay.
She shrugs her shoulders. Anna puts in earrings.
Coming.
She walks through her apartment. Nieces approach.
Hi, Aunt Anna.
Okay, I have a lasagna in the oven. They both had baths last night, so just skip it.
Oh, Marie, I can't babysit them tonight. I have dinner with Mark's family.
What? But it's the 21st. I have the mayor's Christmas party tonight. Oh, you forgot.
Oh, I am so sorry. I guess I've just been so busy with the shopping thing, I forgot what day it was.
Frankie's already there. I have to leave in 10 minutes.
It's okay. I'll just call Mark and let him know that I can't make it. It's fine. There'll be plenty of other chances for me to meet them.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You are a lifesaver. You be good. Mwah. Mwah. Okay?
Waves at Anna.
Okay, girls. Go on and play.
Anna smiles and sighs. She picks up her phone with a smirk and dials.
Mark, hi, it's Anna. I am so sorry to have to cancel at the absolute last minute, but I messed up. I forgot I have to babysit my nieces tonight.
Well, that's okay. Why don't we just bring them?
Really?
Yes. My mom loves kids. Plus, they can hang out with the boys.
Okay.
So, we still in for five?
Sure.
Great. I'll see you then.
Bye.
She hangs up the phone with a smile.
Hey, girls. Who wants to do Aunt Anna a really big favor?
A blue car pulls up at Marie's house. Mark gets out of the vehicle and shuts the door, window rolled down. He steps up the stairway on the right side of the porch and walks past a bench to the door, decorated with an evergreen wreath with poinsettias, gold and red ornaments and pine cones. He knocks on the door and takes a step back. Anna opens the door with a smile.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I look okay?
Not sure.
Oh, is something wrong?
Yeah.
Reaches in pocket.
I'm missing this.
He smiles and reveals gift.
Mark.
Open it.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Just open it, please.
She smiles and opens the red jewelry box. Her smile fades and eyes widen. It is the gold painter's palette necklace.
Mark.
Think of it as a token of my appreciation for all the time and effort you put into this job.
She smiles. He removes it from the box and stands behind her to clasp it around her neck. She lifts up her hair. The necklace hangs on her black, gray and white dress.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Besides, we're not done shopping for my family yet, so you should get something extra out of it.
Well, that is very sweet of you, but I'm actually enjoying it.
Yeah, me too.
He smiles and nods. She gazes deeply into his eyes. Kids emerge.
Hey! Who are these little beauties?
She shuts door.
These are my nieces. This is Sophia and this is Bella.
Hi, Sophia. Hi, Bella.
Ladies, you ready?
This is where I grew up.
They drive past Christmas lights.
Just around this corner, and there it is.
Oh.
I don't know about that. Maybe 50?
Okay. Enough of that. Now remember, we are to be polite and on our best behavior, okay, ladies?
Okay. So, you ready to go meet the family?
Let's do this.
Anna, Mark, and the girls walk up the steps to the large white house. Inside, his nieces and her nephews play together. The adults sit on a couch together and smile.
So, Anna, tell me, how did you and Mark meet?
Funny story, actually. Mark hired me to help
to help around the office. You know, like filing, sorting, those kinds of things.
Right. But lots of office work.
She's also a really talented artist. She has lots of amazing paintings, all sorts of Christmas scenes, and...
Oh, well, those are just for fun. Most of my work is more contemporary.
Honey, why don't you just stop fiddling with that thing?
Well, I wanted to get a picture since we have the whole family here, but this thing isn't working.
May I? I just need to rotate it a few more. There you go.
Thank you.
Maybe you should ask Santa for a new camera for Christmas.
Anna looks at Mark.
And what about you? Is there anything special you want?
No.
Shakes head.
I have my whole family here. I have everything in the world I could possibly want.
Anna smiles.
Case in point, that is the last time the whole family sat for a portrait. And that was before Mark went off to prep school. And then there was college, career. Time just flies.
Don't look at that.
But you look so cute.
That's the roast. Time for dinner, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone stands up from the couch. Kids shuffle into the kitchen. Now nighttime, Marie's house illuminated with Christmas lights. Mark's car pulls into the covered driveway. He carries the younger girl while the elder and Anna walk together.
Sophia, what do you have to say to Mark?
Thank you for dinner. Your mom's pie was super delicious.
I'll be sure to tell her.
Go on inside. I'll be right in.
Okay. Night.
She walks in.
Tonight was a nice night. Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding? It was great of you to come. My mom loved having you. She really likes you. My whole family does.
Everyone.
He smiles. She does too.
Mark.
Yes?
I'm gonna need my niece back.
Oh, right.
He hands the girl to Anna. Their lips come very close, but they do not kiss. She smiles brightly to him.
Huh? Good night.
Good night.
He grins, then turns and goes back to his car. He stops and looks back at her. She glances at him, then walks inside with a smirk as she holds the girl. He bites his lower lip, then continues down the steps back to his car and gets in. Now daytime, a train goes down the tracks. Anna sketches on a large canvas. Marie approaches.
So how was last night?
If I never see another chafing dish again, it'll be too soon.
Someone's in a good mood.
Yeah, I guess I just got inspired.
So,
how was dinner with the boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend, he is my client.
You just had dinner with his family. That hardly falls within the job description. Look, it's okay if you like him. Hey, I think it's great. You deserve a smart, successful guy.
Okay. Maybe a little.
I knew it.
Sisters grin.
But I'm working for him. He is my boss.
For now.
They smirk at each other, then laugh. Mark enters a small office.
Nina. What a surprise.
Nina and I were just discussing the situation.
Look, we've worked well together for many years, so I wanted to be upfront with you.
Okay.
Do you know how much business we do in December alone?
Actually, I do.
And I'm sure you also know that several of your competitors have already made overtures to my office trying to get our business.
Nina, I know we haven't exactly hit what you're looking for.
Next year's Cerulean Christmas campaign needs to be something simple but special, Mark. Something memorable. Stop trying to sell. Find me something to feel.
Mark smiles.
We'll get there. I promise you.
For the sake of our relationship and of the future, I hope you're right. Your team has one more shot to give us something great, or we're bringing our business elsewhere. Good day, gentlemen.
She stands and leaves.
Mark, I know. Believe me, I know.
Edward stands and leaves the office as well. Mark hangs his head low.
Something to feel.
He stands up.
Something to feel.
He looks out the window and peers down at the city below. Furrows his brows, mouth opens.
Got it.
He walks quickly.
Can you reschedule my 11 o'clock? There's something I need to do.
Sure, Mr. Rehnquist.
Marie's restaurant.
Mark, is everything okay?
I need a favor.
Mark in conference room.
We spent the better part of the last 3 months pitching Cerulean our best ideas to no avail. You know why? They don't want our best ideas. They don't want slick ad campaigns. They don't want us to sell anything or anyone. This campaign is about feeling. Sure, they want to sell laptops. But first and foremost, they want their buyers to feel joy, goodwill towards men. And here is how we're going to do it.
Mark smiles. He reaches for a remote and clicks on a slide on a projector. It displays Anna's painting of Santa Claus in the green chair with the list. A man rubs the back of his neck as he looks up at the artwork. At daytime, Mark drives up Marie's driveway and parks in the covered parking spot. Inside, Anna works on a painting. She smiles, then paints her initials in black in the lower right-hand corner. Mark enters WTH Red Roses.
Marie, come in. Marie, since when do you know? Mark!
Covers painting.
Anna, hi. Hey, I know I should have called. I had to come right over.
Hey, what are you doing here?
These are for you.
Thank you, these are gorgeous.
I'm glad you think so, because I want this to be a big moment.
Oh.
Both smile.
I think you and I make a great team.
So do I.
Which gave me a good idea. I think it's time.
Yeah?
That you and I work together on something a lot bigger than my Christmas gifts.
Okay.
He hands her a folder.
What?
Go ahead.
Flowers in hand, she opens the folder. It contains a print of her drawing, except Santa holds a laptop.
What is that?
That's the art for next year's Cerulean Digital Christmas campaign.
Mark nods.
Remember that account we were about to lose? My team and I, we were struggling coming up with something. Well, something wonderful to pitch to the clients. And then I remembered your painting and thought, what a great way to strike an emotional chord. It's exactly what we'd been missing.
You won't be on my back.
Anna, I sold your art as the centerpiece of one of the most prominent tech campaigns in the country.
But I told you. I painted this for fun. I painted this for myself. Do you know how hard I've worked to get people to take me seriously as an artist?
This is taking you seriously. You'd be able to get any job you wanted in the graphic design world. It's great money, great exposure, everything you've always wanted.
It's always about business with you, isn't it?
He looks down.
What are you talking about?
I actually thought you had changed. That you were opening up and connecting with people, but it's always about the bottom line with you.
You know, I was trying to help you.
No, you were trying to help your account. I mean, how did you even...
Marie. Please, please.
I'm sorry. I just need some time to think about this.
Yeah, please.
Just go, okay?
She frowns.
Okay.
He looks at her briefly.
I'm sorry.
He stands, coat in hand, and leaves through the front door. She holds the flowers and the rendering of her drawing, then shakes her head and frowns. She shuts the door to her room, leans her back against it, and cries. At nighttime, Marie's house illuminated with multicolored Christmas lights. On a bed, two toy elves with long legs and arms. Anna lies in the bed, eyes open and with a frown, her phone beside her elbow. She reaches for it, then sits up and makes a call.
Hi, I'm calling about the studio apartment. Is it still available?
At his house, Mark checks his phone. He looks up at the silver Christmas tree on his coffee table and sighs, brows furrowed. A massive skyscraper lit up at night. Red and green ornaments on a Christmas tree wrapped with lights. Mark in his office. His receptionist knocks on the door.
Should I messenger this over, or would you prefer to hand deliver it?
Huh?
It's Anna's cerulean contract.
Oh, don't message that. I'll take care of it.
I'm gonna take off for the evening unless there's something you need.
No, I'm good. Everything's covered.
Including all of your family's Christmas gifts.
He looks down. The receptionist smiles.
Better call up Anna.
Mark smiles and looks down at the papers. Outside Marie's house at daytime. Snow in the yard and on the hedges that line the driveway. A messy painter's palette. Anna packs up boxes of her belongings. Marie enters with a frown.
It's Christmas Eve. You're really leaving? Do you have somewhere to go? I called and they said the apartment could be ready earlier if I wanted it. So, I'm gonna move in after Christmas. Look, I know you're mad. But I was hoping that we could at least talk about what happened.
You knew how I felt about those paintings.
I just thought that if someone finally recognized your work...
The only thing that Mark recognized was an opportunity for himself.
Marie with one brow raised. Anna fies tears.
You know, all this time I just thought he was changing. That maybe my first impression of him was wrong. Have you ever thought that maybe he does want to help?
Raises her brows. Anna pouts her lips.
I need to be alone, please.
She looks down. Marie sighs, shrugs hands and stumbles out. Anna continues to pack up her art supplies. Her long brunette hair drapes over the curves of her cheeks and temples. She picks up a family gifts paper spreadsheet from Mark and sighs. She grabs her phone and has Mark's number pulled up. She sighs and pauses. Text, Merry Christmas. Daytime, snowy New York City park in foreground. Massive life-sized Christmas ornament sculpture. Mark's car pulls up to his mom's estate. He enters with bags of gifts. Two nephews approach.
Merry Christmas.
Uncle Mark!
What are you two still doing in your pajamas?
We slept over.
Mom said Santa would know we were at Grandma's.
Pretty good about that kind of stuff, really on top of it.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good to see you bright and early like this.
He smiles.
Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, coffee would be great, yeah.
Ooh, what's this?
Hey, you two, those go under the tree. We're opening presents as a family this year.
Mark sighs as the boys put the presents under the tree.
I was hoping we might see Anna today. She's such a lovely girl, so talented, too.
Yeah.
What's she doing for the holiday?
I don't know.
Honey, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it. Careful with that. That might be fragile.
Is it? Is it for me?
Mark smiles. He raises his brows and looks down with a frown. Outside Marie's house. Girls unwrap gifts inside. It is a large dollhouse. The adults clap. Marie's husband unwraps apron.
Wait. Aww.
Anna helped me pick it out.
Excellent.
She's really good at it.
The girls dig through more gifts with bright smiles. A stuffed teddy bear. A colorful cloth doll.
Okay, Mom. It's your turn.
Oh, all right. I guess this one. Is this okay?
That one's for me.
Oh.
She unwraps it.
Oh, look. I'll use it for my tomatoes. I mean, and it's gorgeous.
Will you save a few for me after they grow?
I always do.
Okay, my turn.
Marie takes gift and unwraps it. Aired blanket.
Oh, Mom, it's gorgeous.
I made it myself.
It's really nice, Mom.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
Tears in her eyes.
Frankie, will you help the girls set up their new dollhouse?
Frankie leaves.
Come help me in the kitchen.
Marie and Anna leave the living room.
Come on. You don't think I know when you're pretending to have a good time?
I'm sorry. It's just, I have so much on my mind. Look, I know the Santa Claus painting wasn't the type of art you planned on showing people.
Then why did you do it?
Because it's good. And if that's where your heart is, if that's what inspires you, then who cares what some gallery thinks? What's important is that you're true to yourself. I believe in you. And Mark believes in you too. I know what you think about him, but if you could have heard the way he talked about you when he came into the restaurant the other day, I don't know what you did, but he is crazy about you.
Anna laughs and looks away, then smirks.
You think I should call him?
It is Christmas.
You're right. It's Christmas.
Marie nods.
I can't just call him.
She kisses Marie on the cheek, laughs and runs away.
I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Go? Where are you going? I was just about to put in the ham and...
No, Mom.
Kisses her cheek.
I'm so sorry, but there's something I have to do.
Where is she going?
Probably to see her new boyfriend.
Anna has a boyfriend?
Mark's car outside of his mom's house. The nephews unwrap various gifts. Toy guns, a science kit. Jackson hands it to his parents.
Oh, no way!
Oh, this is great, Jack. Now we can do science experiments together. Oh.
The parents smile. Mark's father opens a gift. A camera.
Stuck with the line, Dad. You can take all the family photos you want.
Where do you put the film in?
You just push here. And there it is.
Ah.
It's not much.
He takes photos.
The very best present of all is just the fact that you're here and that we're all together as a family. Well, almost all.
I'll get it.
Mark stands up and walks to the door. His brother-in-law smiles. Mark's mom glares at him. Mark opens the door. Anna smiles.
Anna.
Mark, hi.
Hey, come on in.
Thank you.
He shuts door.
I hope I'm not interrupting. I know it's Christmas and everything.
But I need to thank you for believing in me and for helping make my dreams come true.
You're welcome.
And I wanted to give you this.
A gift.
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
Actually, this is for the whole family.
Wow.
Thank you.
How nice.
Merry Christmas.
What is it?
Anna got us all a present.
I want to open it.
No. Come on. We're going to go and open it in the other room. Come on. Let's go.
Anna, wait. I need to apologize.
No, it's me who should apologize. I was, a little dramatic.
No, you had every right to be upset. I should have asked you to use your painting. I guess I just got blinded by trying to please the company, and your artwork was just so good. Anna, you have to know that I would never, ever do anything to hurt you.
Doesn't mean you weren't right.
Really?
She smiles.
You gave me an amazing opportunity. I mean, not only for exposure, but also to open me up to new possibilities. Art is about creativity and being a free spirit. It's not restrictive or rigid, so why should I be?
Yeah, those are certainly two words I would never use to describe you.
She smirks.
What words would you use?
Smart. Thoughtful, caring, endlessly imaginative.
He leans in for a kiss.
Mark, Anna, come see.
They laugh at each other.
Welcome.
They both smile. A new large family portrait hangs above the fireplace.
After speaking to each of you, there is something very specific that everyone wanted. Family.
Look at it. It's almost perfect. Just one thing missing.
They glare.
Mom, Anna did an amazing job. What could possibly be missing?
Simple. Anna's not in it. Maybe next year, huh?
She smiles.
All right, everybody. I think dinner's probably ready. You will join us for dinner, won't you?
Of course.
Good. Come on.
Anna and Mark stand before the painting and clasp hands.
You know, I agree with my mom. I would really like it if you were around next Christmas.
You would?
Yeah.
He furrowed brows.
Only not as my Christmas gifter.
No?
No. But the best Christmas gift I've ever gotten.
She smiles.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He leans in and they kiss in the living room as they hold hands in front of the family portrait. Outside, her red car is parked behind his blue one in front of the house.